Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long.
Welcome back to it here. You know, it's interesting that Facebook makes it so difficult to do everything. It does. It's bizarre. It is bizarre. Anyhow, trying to just to fix things on the page because, and I don't know why, they think that they are entitled to use all of our information whenever they want, however they want, right? And yet, we're not allowed to use them to connect with our people, right? They want everything they can learn about me and you, right? But you and me, well, what do you think? At any rate, the St. Louis prosecutor, Kim Gardner, facing a disciplinary hearing and a law license for her could be in jeopardy over the Eric Greitens complaint. Eric Greitens, good friend of this program, been here a number of times, former Missouri governor, now running for the U.S. Senate seat that's going to be vacated in Missouri. Well, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner facing an important disciplinary hearing. You see, he was attacked and smeared was Eric Greitens. But an investigation launched in 2019 by the office of Alan Pratzel, the chief disciplinary counsel appointed by the Missouri Supreme Court, has found probable cause that Gardner committed professional misconduct during her past attempts to prosecute the former Republican governor, Eric Greitens. The case assigned this week to go before a hearing. A state website published Tuesday lists Gardner's name among other cases pending before disciplinary hearing panels against Missouri lawyers. As the circuit attorney has repeatedly proven time after time, she has acted in full accordance with the law during the investigation of former Governor Greitens, said her office in a statement released Tuesday. But we'll see what happens here because this is a big deal. Greitens resigned in June 2018 amid a scandal, a sex scandal, criminal charges, and ethics investigations. After the conclusion of a criminal case later that year, his attorneys filed complaints against Gardner's law license, alleging she had an ethical obligation to correct the record during a deposition of private investigator William Tisby. Tisby has since been charged with 6 counts of perjury, 1 count of tampering with evidence, after a special prosecutor determined that he had lied under oath. Gardner, of course, a Democrat, launched the investigation January 2018 after a TV station aired a report that Greitens, a married father of two, had had an affair in 2015 with a hairdresser in St. Louis. The report suggested the governor also blackmailed the woman, threatened to release photos. The probe resulted in the St. Louis grand jury indicting Greitens on a felony invasion of privacy charge February 2018. Gardner hired Tisby to conduct interviews with the woman. Complaints by Greitens team accused Gardner, who was present when Tisby gave his deposition, of ignoring her professional obligations to correct the record. She says she had no obligation to do so. Well, we'll find out now, won't we? We'll find out now, won't we? Because she's on the line for this one. The price of copper and gold is on fire, if you didn't know. The world's at risk of running out of copper amid growing demand for the metal, paving the way for a spike in prices as the global economic reopening gets underway. Inventories measured in metric tons now stand at levels seen 15 years ago, implying that stocks cover just 3.3 weeks of demand. The strategist said that the Bank of America Global Research note dated April 30th, the bank strategist said prices could jump to $13,000 a metric ton, $5.89 a pound in the coming months, and are forecasting copper market deficits amid further drops in inventory this year and in 2022. Copper is on fire. I mean, that could be news. The best copper in the world comes from Copper Harbor, Michigan. Be honest about that. Copper Harbor, Michigan, the best copper in the world. All right. There you go. By the way, big attack coming from the cicadas. They're about to emerge. The cicadas are about to emerge, lots of them. Lots and lots of them are about to, trillions, in fact. Every 17 years, maybe a third of a square foot of dirt. Entomologists find at least seven cicadas at the University of Maryland, a rate just shy of a million per acre. A nearby yard in Maryland yielded a rate that would produce 1.5 million per acre. Trillions of the red-eyed black bugs are coming. Within days, a couple weeks at most, the cicadas of Brood X, the X is the Roman numeral for 10, will emerge after 17 years underground. Many broods of periodic cicadas that appear on rigid schedules in different years, but this one is maybe the largest and most noticeable. They'll be in 15 states from Indiana to Georgia to New York. They're coming out in mass numbers in Tennessee and North Carolina, too. When the entire brood emerges, backyards can look like waves, and the bug chorus is lawnmower louder, louder. Oh, they're really nice. Mostly come out at dusk to try to avoid everything that wants to eat them. They'll try to climb up trees, including anything they get on. Once off the ground, they shed their skin, try to survive that vulnerable stage before they become dinner to a host of critters, including ants, birds, dogs, cats, and a lot more. It's a weird event in nature, featuring sexual reproduction, a race against death, evolution. What can sound like a bad science fiction movie soundtrack? It's all coming together for you. The cicadas are coming. 17 years in the waiting. Yeah, I'll be in my 70s by the time they do this party again. I don't know if I'll see them again. This might be my last chance. This could be it. Guess we'll find out. Yeah, we'll find out. There it is. By the way, Liberty Page, you can't dance at a D.C. wedding. I told you that. Liberty Page writing about that today at stevegruber.com. Liberty Page talking about Muriel Bowser. Your mama can't dance, and your daddy, he cannot rock and roll. I'm just telling you. Quick break here and some final thoughts. Don't go anywhere.
Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems. Visit Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, stevegruber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.